Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are in the world, it's 8 a.m. where I am in the north of England. And this is an early round table for me, breakfast time. But we'll see who comes in. I don't know who's around. There might be one or two people around who want to have a conversation, so it's worth opening a studio. Just to see who shows up, really. Hi there, Woody. Welcome to the room. This is an open forum. So if you want to call in, you're welcome to call in. Just a chat, really. And in the meantime, I'll play something from YouTube. I think that's about, find something that's 5 minutes long until people start to show up.
For Blu-ray.
Good, good.
And packed with special features.
Excellent.
And documentaries.
The things about Douglas then, he was on a rise, wasn't he? And you could feel it, and he knew something was happening to him.
Douglas was extremely tall, and one of those people who are kind of ageless. You don't really think of Douglas as having had an age.
It was a delirious time to witness that, because he was such a good fellow. I don't mean in any way pious thing. He was a good man, you know, full of heart. I was a very welcome guest in a hotel.
And suddenly Tom just bursts into the bar in full kit, you know, scarf, everything else.
Press the red button to blow up all Daleks. Where am I to write? New interviews.
And it was my idea to come in a costume looking like the Doctor, wearing, in fact, his costume, because I thought, you know, someone with the ego of Doctor Who would choose something as close to him as possible.
Behind the sofa.
This is the best gig in the world. Yes, sitting here with my friend watching Doctor Who.
Oh, my God, is it a mollusk?
the bits that didn't work. Precisely.
You meddlesome hussy. One of my favourite lines ever in Doctor Who.
I'm trying to focus on the dialogue, but I keep being drawn to the secret.
Updated special effects. Surround sound. Exclusive audio commentaries.
Oh, look.
Shada.
Did you just see what I didn't see?
The definitive version of the lost story. With enhanced animation and presented in 6 complete episodes for the first time. Rare treats from the BBC archives and much more. Doctor Who. The collection.
There was no need to go to all this trouble.
Season 17 is available to pre-order now.
There you go. There's a rare treat for you. Doctor Who trailer. It doesn't look like there's many people around. Podbean's quiet at this time of day, but sometimes there's a couple of people around, you know. No. Welcome to the room, PBG. I'm just waiting for some people to show up so that we can have a conversation. I'm going to share the show. There's a couple of places I could share the show. Let me do a couple more. Okay, so it's shared on Telegram and Discord in a couple of places. So there might be a couple of people coming, you never know.
Hey, buddy. How are you today?
I'm all right. I wasn't sure who would be around and who's not. But good to see you, man.
You do. Just a quick call. I'm almost at work. I'm actually running late. 8:05. I'm supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
All right.
I was just phoning. Are you a football man? You're obviously from the Newcastle area. Are you into football?
I keep an eye on it. I'm not really a huge kind of obsessive fan. I just kind of keep an eye on what's going on.
I was saying it's exciting times for Newcastle. They've just been bought over by some big oil tycoon, is it, in Saudi Arabia? I'm not sure, is it?
There was a huge amount of people outside of St. James's Park when that was announced.
So is the feeling good about it? Are they happy, obviously? Yeah,
it'll be wonderful for the city. Like, it'll be absolutely wonderful for the city.
Yeah, I've got quite a soft spot for Newcastle. Obviously, I think I said to you before, my second name is Dybal, D-Y-B-A-L-L. And it's because my great-great-granddad came from Gateshead. So I've always liked Newcastle. I'm a Liverpool fan, but I like to see Newcastle do well. So it'll be exciting to see them, you know, probably eventually challenging for the title once they get a few players in.
Yeah, just having some money to spend would be a good thing.
I know.
They've been on a shoot. They've not been on the equivalent of a shoestring for the Premier League for the last week.
So have you got a topic in mind today? I'll jump off the call once I get to work. I'll just be there in a couple of minutes, but I'll listen in and I'll comment in the chat whenever I can.
No, I was just waiting to see who showed up, and then I'll come up with a topic when I know who's going to be here. Probably it'll be quiet. Okay. I just thought I'd give it a try.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right, Nick, then. Welcome to the room. There's a couple of people staying around, so they might... Somebody might come up and have a chat.
Yeah. Have you done any more music shows? I heard the last time you were doing like the satanic stuff with, like, in the 80s, was it Black Sabbath and AC/DC and all them you were covering?
I've kind of Halloween shows, so I'm doing witchcraft and curses and stuff like that.
Cool.
Just a bit of old TV. I'm basically playing a bit of... Remember a show called Tales from the Dark Side?
Oh, it rings a bell.
Yes, like 20 minutes. It's like Tales of the Unexpected or whatever. One of those types of shows. But it's some of them are okay for radio. They're not too visual. So I've been playing one of those last week. I found another one that's pretty good for radio as well. So I'm going to do a couple more, I think, and just do October as kind of witchcrafty Halloween type thing.
Yeah.
Which is a bit cheesy, but it's fun.
No, I think that's what people love. It's like, it's what they think of whenever October hits. My wife is a huge Halloween fan. She's, as soon as October starts, she's got the pumpkins out and they're decorating the house. She's American, so it's more Americanized Halloween. I don't think it's got the same, at least when I was young as well, we were a bit more into it, but as I've gotten older, I see people don't worry so much, and even when we go into shops here in the UK, my wife gets upset because some of them have even got their Christmas stuff out, and they've forgot altogether about Halloween, so I don't know, I haven't got any opinions on it either way, really. I mean, it is what it is, but yeah
the modern version's a bit too commercial for me. We used to do a bit of apple bobbing and carve a pumpkin, and that was about it when I was a kid.
Yeah, we used to go out trick or treating. I think that's about it as well, in bobbing for apples. Yeah. Right, that's me at my work. I've pulled up, so
all right, man.
I'll carry on listening, and I'll talk to you soon, bud.
No worries. Thanks for coming in, man.
Right.
See you later. All right. Surprise. surprise conversation with Bahram Yu. Hundred Yard Alchemist, welcome. I don't know whether you've got time and space to call in, mate, but you're welcome to call in if you can. I'll just hold the space. I'll keep the room. I'll keep the studio open. And just whoever wants to come in can come in and have a chat. I've got no specific topic as yet. Well, Halloween is the topic, I think, at the moment. Right, we've got a few people in, so I probably ought to play something entertaining, and unless somebody wants to come up and have a chat. Right, let me find something on YouTube in that case.
Hi guys, Sean Verrick here for Who Culture, and we are very excited that Russell T Davies is coming back. So, come and join me as we go through 10 things Russell T Davies needs to bring to Doctor Who. Number 10, Crash, Bang, Wallop. I vividly remember, right, this was around the time of the return of Gavroche. I was sitting in a living room with a load of our friends, and we were just watching Doctor Who. And I remember there was a guy who had watched Classic Who, and he was like, "My God, Russell T Davies loves his Crash, Bang, Wallop." And you know what? He really does. This is something that was very prevalent in the first few series, the revival of Doctor Who, and has been a little bit less prevalent as time has gone on. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but some of the fun of the explosions, of the big giant, some of the monsters, we're not necessarily talking about the giant CGI Cybermen from the next Doctor. They imbued the show with a sense of surrealistic fun. And as time has gone on, it's gotten to take itself a little bit too seriously. One of the reasons that the revival of Who succeeded so well was because of, you know, the tongue-in-cheek nature of it all, which is not to say that it didn't go dark when it needed to. The Ninth and Tenth Doctors both had some fairly serious moments, even as everything was exploding all around them. Number 9, the tease and the reveal. Something that Russell T Davies absolutely nailed in his tenure as showrunner was the long drawn-out tease and then that reveal, usually coming in maybe the third or second last episode of each season. Think, of course, of Bad Wolf, Torchwood, Harold Saxon, and There's Something on Your Back. Again, that is not to say this was exclusive to Russell T Davies' tenure, but I would contend that he has done it the best so far. Stephen Moffat went in for longer arcs, sure, but they didn't quite have that payoff and reveal that Davies did. And of course, Chibnall, it's, you know, kind of a similar complaint, really. There is very little chance of me forgetting that moment when Donna Noble turns around to the 10th Doctor and says, "Bad Wolf, that worked because we had had 4 seasons of a build-up at that point, and we know what Bad Wolf means to the Doctor. Give us that tease, give us that reveal, and reward your audience for sticking with you." Number 8, Companions with Charisma. Now, let me start this point with all love and respect to Amy and Rory, Clara, Bill Potts, Yaz, Ryan, and Graham, okay? All cool. You know I'm going to use Donna Noble as an example here. Donna Noble is, in my opinion, the best companion to have come from the revival of Doctor Who. And that is because she was a mix of funny, serious, and she was, in a way, she was the Doctor's equal on every part. That is something that has been missing. And this is not exclusive, again, to Chibnall or to Moffat. It's just some companions just haven't worked as well as others. Bring back the companions who stand out. The ones who, you know, they stand on their own. Martha was excellent. Rose was excellent. That's something we need to see again in the TARDIS. Number 7, humour. Thankfully, a lot of the 13th Doctor's tenure...
All right, I'm going to stop the video at that point and respond to a question. Is there a significant difference in how Halloween is observed where you are as opposed to the States? It's a bit calmer in Britain. We do a big weekend, usually with a lot of fancy dress. And... obviously, the kids do a bit of trick-or-treating, but that's not as much as the States. I think it goes on for quite a while in the States, and it's not so much over here. It's more of a big long weekend thing or a big couple of days. I did win second prize in a fancy dress competition at work a couple of years ago or so, dressed as a Grim Reaper monk with a chainsaw. So I think you can make Halloween whatever you want to make it. It's an excuse to get dressed up, if nothing else. And it's a way of having a party. It's the last party of the year, really, before Christmas, isn't it? Well, we have bonfire night as well, so we have the 5th of November as a big party as well. So it kind of becomes a long week of party, really. It's like there's party one weekend and a party the next weekend. Yeah, it's Halloween's Celtic New Year, so it's kind of a New Year party thing, isn't it? It's to celebrate the turning of the year, which means the old and the new are together. That's the symbolism of it. It means the ancestors are there and the future's there as well. It's like, but to me, every day is like that. But that's kind of the symbolism of Halloween. That's why it's a conversation about ancestors. It's a conversation about honouring the dead. We've got a Remembrance Day as well on the 11th of November, which is about honouring the dead of the First and Second World Wars, all wars, basically. Honouring the military. So that's the same kind of vibe at the same time of year. It's not really a party, it's just honouring the dead. But Halloween's got that playful element to it as well. I don't know, you guys have got Thanksgiving around about that time as well, haven't you? The United States, so that's not quite the same thing, but it's a similar type of thing. But ultimately, it's a way of using up all the food that needs to be used up because it's going to go rotten. All the food you can't store's got to be used up. So that would be the logical reason to have a party at that time of year. Because you can't store everything. There's only so many things you can pickle. And that's how people would have done it. That's how they would have stored their food, is to pickle it. So I think that's probably, I don't know, but I think that's probably the origins of it. And as I say, it's Celtic New Year. It's the old Celtic New Year, so All Souls, All Saints and All Souls is the Christian version. But that again has got the same theme. It's got that same theme to it. So that's coming from the old pagan way of doing things. I quite like Halloween. I used to go down to Whitby. Well, I went down to Whitby a couple of times. And they do a big Halloween party there. Whitby's about 100 miles down the coast from here. Yeah, the Goth Weekend, Barham. My mother's got a place in Whitby, she goes. Yeah, they do a big Goth. Well, as far as I know, they'll be doing it again. Yeah, the one I went to was an enormous serial killer kind of vibe. Everybody was dressed in white lab coats and fake blood and carrying knives with them. It was, well, fake knives. Good morning, lots of D's. Welcome to the room, mate. You're welcome to call in if you wanna call in, you're welcome. I think Lee was here as well, my mate Lee's here or was here. Yeah, still is. Lee, if you wanna call in and have a chat, mate, you're welcome. Turning into a reasonably busy room. This is four people sticking around. Five people in total, including me. All right, mate. I'm doing another one where I'm just talking to myself until somebody wants to have a conversation. It's all good though. Halloween and Whitby, we were talking about. I'm going to play a little bit more of this Doctor Who as well. This Doctor Who rundown thing. There's not very much more of it. It's only about 10 minutes altogether, I think.
Has been interspersed with some good funny jokes. Had some of the funniest episodes of Doctor Who since it's come back. Even the little special. I mean, frankly, Time Crash is hilarious to me. Think of 10 being possessed by the Lady Cassandra, and, you know, he's there dancing away because his hearts are kicking out of samba. Things like that. Now, it might seem like a stupid joke on the surface, but you want to get that silliness back in the show. If there's been one fairly consistent criticism of, and this begins really with Moffat as well, is that Doctor Who began to take itself a little too seriously. Now, some serious is good. There was serious in Davies' time. You know, a lot of Eccleston stuff. Think of that first Dalek episode, for example. But it was balanced slightly more than it has been. Bring back the humour, I say. Bring back something that will engage the audience more so than just, say, stunning visuals. Number 6, extended universe tie-ins. Torchwood, the Sarah Jane adventures, and, you know, all of the Big Finish stuff are out there, you know. What are we going to do with this stuff? For the Sarah Jane adventures, now obviously we lost Elizabeth Sladen a few years ago, but there are still those characters there who can be brought back to the show or even identified in series. You know, maybe what happened with Sarah Jane. Torchwood obviously has been, there's some issues facing Torchwood, but again, what about Gwen Cooper? You know, what's going on there? Is there anything that we can do to either wrap up that storyline or see where we're at? The Big Finish material, which I will come back to in another point on this list, seems like the biggest untapped goldmine of material to use in the show. We still have, you know, actors like Paul McGann, Colin Baker, Sylvester McCoy, Peter Davison. They're all still alive and kicking and working. Tom Baker, who obviously came back for the 50th. That was pretty cool. Maybe I'm just fanboying at this point, but let's get some of the Big Finish companions in as well. Number 5, Dr. Light episodes. Think of the episodes like Blink, you know, for all of the ribbing that we do give it on this channel, Love and Monsters, and also Turn Left. What do the three of them have in common? We have got barely any of the Doctor in them. Just stick with Love and Monsters for a second. Okay, right, Azorbaloff aside for a moment. Elton is a highly engaging character to follow throughout the duration of the episode as we follow his examination of what the Doctor is to him and to the other members of Linda. Blink remains arguably one of the best episodes of the revival of Doctor Who. And then, of course, Turn Left is where a lot of that just fun and crazy reveal comes from. And those episodes succeed not just because, great, we get a break from the Doctor for a while, but it's because we get to see a bit of an examination of how important the Doctor is without necessarily seeing that through the Doctor's eyes. If we had one of those per season, and I'm assuming Russell T. Davis gets a few seasons, fingers crossed, I think that that is one of the strongest things that he brought to Doctor Who in the revival. Number 4, continue with diversity.
All right, I'm going to stop it there for a little while. If anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to call in. I know people are on the way to work and busy with other stuff, but if anybody... South Osman, if you want to call in, feel free, man. I haven't spoken to you for a while.
Yeah. Ground control to Major Tom. How you going there, mate?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. You've been off the radar for a few days now. What, about a week or so? I think it's since the last time I saw you here.
Yeah, I've just been full on, mate. I've actually got a cast I put out last night. I'll tell you what, it feels a bit weird when you've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah, you've got to get the habit. Let me turn my thing down. Ooh, because I'm feeding back a little bit. That might work better. Yeah, it's a habit thing, isn't it? Once you've got a rhythm, I've got a rhythm for the week, I'm all, like yesterday. I did three yesterday, three like 20 minutes, just playing videos or whatever. But I was in the right mood for it yesterday, and I've kind of been up and down with it.
Oh well, that's the thing too, mate, isn't it? Like you've got to be in the mood as well. You can't just bodge it up and just not be passionate about it either. So. Yeah, I just haven't been able to get on, mate. Like, I've been listening to shows and that in the background because I can do stuff and there's been that much noise, tide and everything else. And, so it looks like things are calming down a little bit, so I have to start kicking out a bit more regular now, so that'd be good.
Yeah, man, it's getting there. Once it gets established, it's there, basically. The Sunday show was good last week, the Sunday show that I do. With Freedom Warrior.
Yeah, you had three on there. Yeah, you had another gentleman or two people as well, didn't you? Was it three all up or four?
It was four of us all together, so that's pretty much established now, I think.
That's the one that you posted on here, wasn't it? I didn't get to listen to the full one of that one. Yeah, that's right. You posted that a couple back.
Yeah, it feels like it's established now. So that's it's taken about a month. It's taken four or five shows, but it's got there. And I know if I know it's going to take five shows, then I can plan ahead. Do you know what I mean? So if Sunday took five shows, it means Monday will take five shows as well.
Oh, okay. And are you live streaming through Revolution Radio when you do that one, the one you just done with the four of you?
Not the Sunday one. The Sunday one's just Podbean at the moment. Because there isn't a slot at Rev Radio on that time on a Sunday.
Okay, so it's just basically an open invitation chat room, is it? About no topic in particular on your Sunday one?
Yeah, it's a no politics is the only thing that I'm doing.
So that's Sunday your time. What time of the day are you doing that? Like
it's 7 o'clock, about? So I think that's the middle of the night for you.
7 o'clock. Okay, I'll look it up anyway. Is the UK times, are they all the same, or do you have like different time zones over there?
Well, it's the same time, but there's a time change at the end of October.
Oh, okay, that'll come up on the clock anyway, no doubt, on the world clock. So, yeah, all right, well, I'll just type in 7 at your time, which would be, anyway, Monday my time sometime.
Yeah. I'm going to put one in on Monday. That might be a bit earlier. I haven't decided on Monday yet. I might make it a bit earlier on Monday. But that time on Sunday seems to work because it's bringing people in. So I'm going to stick with that.
No. Hey, you should get a laundry job and do a real full on laundry one. Get everyone in around your area. Then you could kill two birds with one stone. You could do a broadcast and put the washing on at the same time.
Well, that's the thing.
You have the laundry mat.
I actually thought about that. I did test it.
yeah, why not? You go down there. Oh, time for the laundry.
Yeah, exactly. There's a bit too much noise with the washing machines going and the dryers going at the same time. But if there's only me in there, I can do it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good, mate. You stand at the door and pay people to look after their washing while they're gone so no one steals it.
Yeah, that's it. There is a tendency for old bald people, old fat bald people to steal women's underwear in this estate.
Oh, God. They're no good with their wash. They've got to have them at least when they're bloody not washed, though. Ah, well, they have to work that out themselves, I guess.
Yeah, there's
I'm sorry.
Some processing to be done with that particular group of people.
So are you literally doing it from a laundry every one?
No, I usually do my laundry on a Sunday. That's why I called it live from the laundry room.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So I do my laundry.
I was picturing you going to. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Ah, well, it's not too bad. Have you ever done another one in the coffee shop since that one that you were experimenting on?
Oh, well, from Weatherspoons, yeah, I did a morning show. Did I do a morning show or was I just prepping something? I was in there for a couple of hours. I don't think I went live. I was just preparing. I was in there on Friday morning preparing the Saturday show.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't go live with it. I was just messing with videos. I found a spot in the corner where I can charge my phone up that's quiet enough to watch videos and have a cup of coffee. So it's perfect for me.
Do you get like a free Wi-Fi down there as well?
Yeah, it's good strong Wi-Fi, and there's a place I can plug my phone in.
Yeah, we've got like I don't know if they call them open hotspots. I think they call them that here. And but the services are real shitty, eh? And they're like really restrictive. Do you have like that on yours? Like you can only go to certain places or sites that restrict you, or well, if you've got good bandwidth or whatever. That shouldn't worry you too much there.
There's a couple of things. We've got public Wi-Fi that British Telecom provides, which is all right. You can get that outside. So if I'm out and about and I need to do a show, then I can potentially do it through that.
Oh, yeah. What happened over there with the people had to have like a registered TV station? Was that through the BBC or the ABC radio broadcasting station? What was that all about? Is that still in place?
Oh, that's a TV license. Yeah, the TV license is still happens.
So is that mandatory if you've got a TV, you actually have to have a license for that certain company?
Yeah, it's £150 a year. It's probably more now. It used to be £150 a year.
What? So even if you don't use that station, you're still paying, is that right?
If you've got something that's capable of receiving that, the BBC, then yeah, you have to pay.
Oh, surely there's been protests against that, or there must be ways out of that, surely.
Well, you can register that you don't have a television, and then they leave you alone.
Oh, yeah.
So I've done that, and believe it or not, when I moved into this apartment, when I moved into this flat, the first night, actually somebody offered me a telly at work, and I turned them down, because I haven't had a telly really for years, at least a few years. So I turned it down. And then the night after,
yeah,
I got a visit from the TV licensing guy.
What?
So somebody turned up at the door to check whether I had a TV or not.
No way.
Yeah. And that's unreal. The day after I moved in.
There must be a lot of people that have knocked in the gyprock on their wall and turned their TVs into fake pictures hanging up on the wall.
I don't know. With the size of them now, you couldn't even put them in a cupboard somewhere. But he came in and had a look around, though. I let him in because if I'd had a telly, I wouldn't have let him in. But I haven't got a telly, so I can let him in. And the place was empty, basically, because I'd literally just moved in.
Oh, right. So if you move into a house, do they already have the cable there? Obviously, wouldn't they? So you could virtually just walk up and plug straight in. Is that how it would work?
Yeah, that's basically how it works, yeah.
Interesting. Oh, well, it's a bit like here. If you've got a property and they've got water running past your property, you've still got to pay water rates, even though you're not using the water.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same here.
I mean, like out rural, that's ridiculous because, you know, quite a few of us will live off tank water. And so even if you try and go off grid a bit, you're still paying for the bloody water. I think that's, you know, certainly not right, that's for sure. It's like putting any service. They could put anything at the front that runs past your property. And, you know, and really it's on their land when you look at it. They're liable for anything past your boundary fence. So why are you paying for anything, any infrastructure when it comes to that when you're not using it? It'll be like telecom, then the power system, all these other things running through when you're off the grid, you know? Or just another corruption, I guess.
Yeah, it's anything that they label as a utility becomes an essential service, I think.
Yeah. All right. Well, mate, I'm going to have to go because I just got some chickens and that, and I've got to sort the pen out. I was mainly putting on just to listen to you because I'm going to be doing some banging and carrying on. So I'll be on the side listening, but I'm really going to have to go before it gets dark because if I don't do this, I'll be risking the fox to come around and have a dinner tonight, if you know what I mean.
All right. No worries. Thanks for coming.
I'll be on the side listening. Yeah, that's all right, mate. Just wanted to touch base with you anyway. Say g'day and, yeah, good to hear you again. And I'll see you around the traps, mate. And hopefully get on with this Sunday one with you. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll try and sort out the time that works for more than just the States and Europe on a couple of days.
And I'm okay. I don't know how to actually leave. I don't know how to actually leave here, so I'll just put it on mute if you wanted to kick me yourself, or I'll just stay on mute. I've just got to, get some stuff done here.
No worries at all.
Okay.
I'm just going to play this video. It's not very exciting, but you will. Let me mute you. How do I do that one?
Something that Davies brought in the revival era was, you know, he highlighted LGBTQ characters of color, which was, of course, fantastic. Now, We have continued that throughout Moffat's era and into Chibnall's era as well. So no complaints from me on that. We will be looking at a new regeneration of the Doctor. My two cents on this is that I would like to continue with a female Doctor for a while because, and I'll be very clear in the way I explain this, the return of Russell T. Davies can be seen as two different things. One, incredibly exciting, a return to, say, classic revival Who, and, you know, a shift in the tone. However, it could also be seen as the BBC going, whoops, we've made some mistakes along the way. Let's get the guy who brought the show back to fix them. Okay, are both potentially valid readings. I feel that if we regenerate back into a man, that might feel like the BBC going, that was a mistake, let's not do that again. And I feel that would be a huge disservice to the advances the show has made with Jodie Whittaker in the role as the Doctor and a lot of the steps forward that the Chibnall era has taken. Number three, Christopher Eccleston. Okie dokie, let's talk about the ninth Doctor in the room. Now, as most people will be aware, Christopher Eccleston left Doctor Who in some fairly bad circumstances. Some public comments were made as years went by that specifically put the blame around Davies' feet and also the production team in general. And Eccleston did make statements like, you know, that relationship has broken down irrevocably. So you might be going, John, have you just wasted a point on this list? Christopher Eccleston has finally returned to the Doctor Who universe in the big Finnish audio dramas. I will admit that when I saw the news that Russell T. Davies was coming back, my first thought was, well, there goes any chance of Christopher Eccleston ever appearing again on screen as the Doctor. But what I think would be a fantastic first step on the part of Davies would be is to approach Eccleston, olive branch, and offer him a part somehow in the show, whether that's in the 60th anniversary, whether that's in a standalone episode. This may be pure wishes and wants. This may not happen. This may already be on the cards. Who knows? Personally, I feel that that should be the first step into this new era of Doctor Who. Number two, classic Who. Moffat and Chibnall were both actually pretty good about bringing some of the classic era into Doctor Who. I think Davies can push this even farther. Now, I mentioned earlier on, of course, Tom Baker, Colin Baker, Peter Davison, Sylvester McCoy, Paul McGann, they're all still working. They're doing just fine. Can we get them back, please? We've already had, of course, Paul McGann returned in the fantastic The Night of the Doctor special for the 50th anniversary. And we had Peter Davison came back in Time Crash. And, of course, we had Tom Baker in The Day of the Doctor itself. So, Sylvester McCoy and Colin Baker, come on now. Obviously, I know it's not necessarily up to the actors themselves. It's up to the strength of the scripts and whether they actually fit in the story. But how wonderful would it be to see a reunion of all of the surviving Doctors on screen together? The logistics of that aside, that could be, you know, completely never going to happen. You're never going to get them all in the same room at the same time. And that would be very, very sad. We went pretty big for the 50th. Could go bigger for the 60th. Number one hell of a 60th birthday party. All of the suggestions that I've made here today might be, you know, if wishes were horses kind of stuff. And yet, the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who, that is a big, big deal. You know, it is the longest running sci-fi series ever, accounting, of course, for the gap in the middle as well. That should be celebrated. Now, whether that's a reunion of every single one of the Doctors, somehow, whether it's the return of, say, Carol Ann Ford as Susan to identify why the hell the Doctor never went and checked on his granddaughter, I'm sure there are many ideas that he would have liked to explore during his tenure that he never got around to, and now is being offered a chance to do that again. That would be fantastic. That's everything for our list today, guys. Let us know your ideas. What do you want to see Davies bring to Doctor Who? Please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Remember, you can catch us on Twitter at Who Culture. You can catch myself at Sean Berwick and all the various socials as well. Whatever you do in the meantime, I'm talking to you again. Look after yourself. Keep things wibbly wobbly, and I'll see you soon.
All right, that's enough of Doctor Who for now. Yeah, I'm Dennis Barker on Twitter. I'll have a look when I finish the show. At Dennis Barker, and Dennis has got two N's. I don't know. I sometimes promote my Twitter, but not all that often. That's it, yeah. So if anybody does want to follow me on Twitter, that's how you do it. Lee, I don't know whether are you still here? No, Lee's gone. All right, I'll talk him through how to call him next time I see him. All right, so I think I'm probably done for the show. I'm enthusiastic about Doctor Who coming back for the first time in a couple of years, actually. And I'm okay with Jodie Whittaker. I just think that there's too many companions and not enough character development going on. And that's really what the problem is not enough character development for the people. So once they sort that out, it's back to being no problem again. It's all good. I think he was right that they need to take it less seriously as well. But it's like everything, you go through serious phases and then amusing phases. Yeah, well, I've been watching Doctor Who since I was 5 years old, so literally 50 years. Yeah, I'm gonna do a Monday show, probably about 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, Royalty Rollers. I grew up with John Pertwee and Tom Baker, so they're kind of my favourites. But I like Matt Smith, and I like David Tennant as well. And I did like Peter Capaldi as well. He was much more, he was back to being Tom Baker, really. He played it in the way that Tom Baker would have. There was a lot of references in the way that he was doing it. So I like all those things where they're referencing the previous people. Man Cave, welcome. It's turned out to be a good time to do a show, this. I wasn't expecting it to be, but it's turned out to be all right. It's a bit early for me. My voice is not quite together yet. Yeah, you're welcome to call in, Man Cave.
Morning radio.
All right, mate. This has turned out to be a good time. I was kind of expecting to be sat there just watching videos, but it's been all right.
That's not too bad. You've got five people listening in.
Yeah, there's been a few people call in as well.
Ah, that's all right. What time have you been on since?
I've been here for nearly an hour.
Oh, same.
But I'm not even out of bed yet. You know what I mean? I'm just laid on the sofa.
Mate, do you know what? Why the fuck not? I've just literally just went to Costa and just got a coffee now, and I'm just sitting back. I'm enjoying the day today. Today's a me day.
I have a me day every day. I've got so much time on my hands. I've just got to find ways to fill it.
Oh, mate, that's it. That's the start of your podcast then.
Exactly.
That takes time. But, yeah, I was going to explain to you Mixcloud. Because you wanted to know about Mixcloud, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've signed up for it, but I don't know what to do with it, really.
Yeah, so Mixcloud's basically like for DJs or they do radio shows. And so basically it's like a live stream service. So do you know, like, have you seen me on Twitch? On Mixcloud, haven't you?
I have, yeah, mate. I've done a little bit of live streaming, but my laptop's not really up to the job with the video, so I'm gonna have to find a way to work around it. I've got another piece. Somebody's building me a PC out of spare parts, man. So that should help.
Yeah, that'd be all right then. Yeah, so basically that's what it is, really. And then you just have in your show. So if you want to do your radio show, you could do both, like stream with Podbean and also stream with the Mixcloud together. So you can do like a little virtual call-in type of thing. But there's a system called Restream.
Yeah, I know Restream. So I can get it on YouTube and Twitch and all those places from there, can I?
You can. So there's ways around of doing it, you see.
Yeah. So, I thought Mixcloud gives me a way of playing music without having to think about it. That's why I signed up for that. Because I used to do a music show on a local station a couple of years ago.
And trust me, man, doing it on because obviously, man, Mixcloud is one of the best platforms to be a DJ. So if you want to play any music, you can do. You've got no restrictions. So that's what I love about it, man. Like, that's why I signed up to it. I just have to be honest with you. I haven't had much time recently to actually do a live session on there, but that's the place to do your live sessions where you want to do streams. What did you want, Bree? I'm always looking for more of these live show platforms. A lot of shows don't start to 3 p.m. here in the UK. It would be great to have more. Yeah, look onto Mixcloud Live. And then you can get some good... yeah, there's loads of others. There's loads of like DJs on there, radio shows. And that's kind of UK. You get this worldwide, to be fair, but your times are quite good on there. Trying to think of another platform. Well, that's the only one I kind of use. Yeah, it's an app. Hey, Parvi. How are you? Hope you're well.
Yeah, I've signed up for all sorts of things. I've been testing all sorts of stuff. I tried a couple of live streams on Rumble, but I didn't really like Rumble. I didn't like brand new tube. I didn't really like. But if Mixcloud works for me, I used to do a show called J. Edgar Hoover the Musical.
Okay.
Which is just Americana, basically. It's me playing old American blues stuff. And all that sort of stuff. So I'm thinking of reviving that one. That's why I signed up for Mixcloud. So I'll give it a go.
Yeah, man. Well, anytime you do it, just let me know. If I can be there, I'll try and show my support. You supported me, so yeah, man, I'll show my support for you.
All right, man. That's cool. It's all good. I think if everybody just chips in with a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of support, then we'll all be fine.
That's it. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those ones, if the platforms work for everybody. Because have you tried Anchor? I know that's more of a pop.
I have tried Anchor.
Is it good?
Believe it or not, I've got like 30% of my audience for the podcast is on Spotify.
The thing is, for me, I would love to be on Spotify, but the only problem is, you know, because it's like with the music.
Yeah, they wouldn't let it happen, would they? Because it's not licensed properly or whatever.
No, so that's the annoying thing, man. It's like. Did you ever do pirate radio?
No, I've done. There's a local community radio in Newcastle that I did a show on. So I used to listen to pirate radio all the time.
Yeah, so like obviously you know what it's like when you're there and doing the pirate radio stations and you're running around everywhere and trying to set up, and man, those were the days. But also you could play what you want, say what you want, and no one gives you no drama about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to live in Hackney at one point, and
everywhere you go,
every tower block in Hackney had a pirate radio station coming out of it.
Jeez, we used to have one in Nottingham. Well, there's three main stations in Nottingham, and then everyone just tried the little side ones and stuff like that. And then when it's annoying because you know when you grow out of that scene, and then you grow up a bit, and then you come to these podcasts, and it's exactly the same thing but just online.
Yeah, it's the same basic principle as pirate radio. You're right. It's all a bit improvised, inevitably, but that's what makes it fun.
Definitely. Pamela wants to call in, if that's all right.
Yeah, I'm going to close up shortly, so I don't want to get anybody else on.
Okay. No worries. But how are you then anyway, Mama?
I'm basically all right. I mean, I've got my usual financial shit going on, but apart from that, I'm fine. I mean, I'm used to it, so I just work around it.
I hear you.
I tell you what, I went out in the new. I've been to Newcastle twice, and I like Newcastle. It's a good little vibe, you know.
It's a big party city, man.
It's fucking mad for a party. Because there's Quayside and, what's the other place?
The Gate is the big place for...
That's it.
For the weekenders.
And it's like, I remember, and there's a Tiger Club, isn't there?
Oh, Tiger doesn't exist anymore.
It's a place really?
Called, it's a place called The Loft now, which are doing big GJ events.
Oh.
I mean, literally, it's 2,000 people can get in there.
Wow. That is some good times there, though.
Yeah.
And
that's exactly the spot where Tiger used to be.
Yeah. Man, Tiger was sick. And what was the other place? I remember just walking down. Is it Quayside where the bridge is?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like there's a couple of clubs around there, isn't there? And yeah. I can't tell you where they were. I only really remember Tiger. But I remember going around there and you just nipping in just to see which ones are right. And then you're like, right, yeah, this is cool. And you like, have a 5 minutes in there. You think to yourself, if I get too much in the groove here, I ain't going to go anywhere else and I probably might miss somewhere. Do you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, there's a lot of those ones. There's a lot of bars to choose from.
Oh yeah, and it's like the people. And do you know what though? I don't know if it's changed now, but like people around there are actually you can have a bit of a laugh with people. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh, everybody will join. Newcastle's one of those places where if you stood at a bus stop, three people will start a conversation with you.
Yeah. And I was coming out of a club, and I just started because I was absolutely fucked, and I started chanting like we shall not go home. We and the next minute, the whole fucking club was just shouting it, and you know he's getting everyone fucking rowdy. It's like, yeah, man.
Yeah,
that was a funny time. And the taxi rank is basically. The end of the night, but sometimes the best part at the end of the night when everyone's just having a right good old fucking giggle.
Yeah, I live right by the central station, so they're threatening to move the taxis to outside of my house, which I'm not happy about.
Oh, mate, that's a bit of a piss take.
I think there's been some discussion in the Residents Association is having a conversation with the council about that. Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's already too much noise. So putting a taxi rank outside of a residential area is not a good idea.
No. And it's just, mate. Do you know what? Like, even like, hearing you talk again, like, hearing you talk just reminds me of just being out in Newcastle, man. And I just want to go back out there again. It was a good time. Geordies know how to have fun, I'll tell you that.
They definitely do. They definitely do that. even during the day sometimes, man, it's ridiculous. It's like on a big Friday afternoon or whatever, if there's a football game on a Sunday, it goes bananas.
I tell you what though, I bet since just recently how Newcastle have become the richest firm in the Premier League.
There was thousands of people outside of St. James's Park, honestly.
Jeez.
I could hear it from where I live, which is halfway around the town. For half a mile away, you could hear people chanting.
Wow. So I bet it's a mad one. Do you think they're going to win it then, since how they've got all the money now?
It depends. Well, if they're given the money to spend... Then, yeah, because if they're doing it right, they'll just do what Kevin Keegan did and buy 11 strikers.
Yeah.
And hope for the best. It's like, all right, the goalkeeper's got to be able to score from the 18-yard line. Otherwise, he doesn't get a gig at Newcastle. That's the way Kevin Keegan did it.
Yeah, I hear you.
It was mental, though. It was just like I was having a heart failure every weekend, and I don't even care about football.
Mm.
But I was literally like, that used 5-4 or 6-3 or whatever it was every single week.
Just got the same play out, a bit too much, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit too hyper. But that's the way Newcastle is. It's a manic depressive city.
But do you know what? You're right in saying that, because like it's one of those towns cities where you look at it and it's like, it was years ago when I last went down there, but from which I remember, it's not gloomy, but you can see it's coming out of not a depression, but like I reckon if you go like into like the proper Newcastle side streets and proper Newcastle town and some rough not areas.
Oh yeah, absolutely there is. And I know all of them. there's some rough bars, man. The places the tourists don't see are places that you wouldn't take anybody, honestly.
Is this place, this little side streets like that in Nottingham, and then you can go around there, and then you'd be like, yeah, if you know someone, you're fine. But do you know if you're a pure tourist, lost. Mate.
It's like the slaughtered lamb when you walk in there. Yeah, there's quite a few bars like that in Newcastle. But
have you noticed now as well, like, even like the old pubs, and the old pubs where you used to get the old locals in, aren't about no more. So them type of pubs what was about, you'd be like, yo, if you walk in there, blood, you're going to get fucking eyeballed. Now it's a fucking flat.
Yeah,
do you know what?
The central ones. There was a place I used to go to when I first moved back. The place called Gotham Town, which is like a late night indie bar.
Yeah,
which was a really nice vibe if you're into that sort of music. I used to just go in there and go mental, basically. Mm. And it's just round the corner from where I live now. That's how much I like the bar, but it's turned into a. It's turned into a bar called the Gunner's Tavern, which is a real like an upmarket real ale bar. I mean, I like real ales, but it had a vibe about it when it was Gotham Town. It was like goth indie rock bar on a Friday Saturday night.
Yeah.
And now it's £5 for the weakest, shittiest real ale you could possibly imagine.
Mate, I know exactly what you mean, because there used to be a nightclub called Stealth, and you go in there, and it was, well, for me, I still am, but like rave is my thing, like jungle, dubstep and drum and bass and stuff like that. And it's well known in Nottingham for one of the best scenes to go and have a good time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Rock City, do you know what I mean? Like, it's well known for, like... And then, sorry, not Stealth, because Stealth is still going. It's called Spankers. It's Spankers at the time. And every time I used to go into Spankers, it was one of those nightclubs where you'd be there, everyone was on a vibe, it was all fucking catted off the face, but it was one of those ones where you could go in, you'd have a chat with some random people. Oh, you all right, mate? Yeah, I'm having a good time, man. There's a good vibe in here. Like, just everyone was just on a vibe. Nobody wanted to try and fight nobody. No beef was started. And if beef started, it was either something really serious from outside people who's in there. Do you know what I mean? It would never be a vibe where you go in and you'd be like, yo, are you looking at, bro? Like,
yeah, I mean, I've... Do you know what? I broke at least one fight up in Gotham Town. I mean, there's bouncers on the door, and everybody's got their eye on the dance floor, but a couple of guys, like, they're only young lads, mostly. They're, like, 22, 23-year-old, that kind of age range. And I'm 50, so if somebody starts jumping around in a way that's aggressive anywhere near my beer, I'm not a happy man.
No.
So I ended up just putting my beer down, jumping in front of these two guys and putting my arms out and separating them, and then their mates jump in and pull them apart. And then the bouncers arrive. But it's just like it's a kickoff between 20-year-olds, so it's never gonna go anywhere apart from a punch in the face at worst.
That's it. And then it makes me laugh though, because I've seen some horrible fights sometimes. And this was in, have you ever been to Nottingham?
I haven't, mate. It's one of the places I haven't been.
Well, there's a place like Nottingham Square. And I shit you not, it was one of the most maddest experiences I've been in. I've been in some fucking mad experiences at times. And this, I was about 17, 19, I think it was. No, 19. I was out on the night out, and at the square is like it's like the mid crossing point of where you can go from one end of town to another. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like the meeting point if you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And one stage, these two gangs caught each other, and it was just all out warfare. And you know when you're just there and you're just a passerby. And the violence went fucking unreal. And the fight was just... I'm sure someone got stabbed that night as well. It was just one of those ones that was absolutely...
When it's rival gangs that have already got a grudge going, it's bad, man.
It is, man. And you know when you're just like, I'm not running from this situation because I'm going about my business, but I'm trying to stay out of this situation as much as you possibly can. So you're going along the sidelines, but also watching it just in case if anything kicks off yourself. Do you know what I mean? If someone tries to look at you, like, who the fuck are you? And you're like, yo, calm yourself. I ain't involved in your business. But, boy, man, I tell you what, it was an experience. I tell you that, man, because next minute, like, police were all there, riot controller were all there, and it was just naughty. It was proper naughty. But the next minute, you just go by, and then I went to the club.
Yeah. And it's as if nothing's happened.
As if nothing ever happened. And some people be like traumatized, like, yo, this is fucking scary. I ain't going to go out again. And he's like, well, you used to. If you see it, you're like, fucking hell.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. And Newcastle's full of strange events. It's like you can... You can be sitting around out, because I do a lot of sitting around in churchyards and parks and stuff.
Okay.
It's just one of the things that I do, I always have done. And it's like, with Newcastle, it's like you can be sat in a churchyard and some heroin addicted woman will sit down next to you and you end up in a conversation and she turns out to be a hooker. And it's just like, I was just sitting here quietly minding my own business. And it becomes like a situation that you just don't want to be in. Do you know what I mean?
But I've accidentally spoken, nearly got asked for business when really I'm just here just to have a chat.
Yeah, I was just using the free Wi-Fi from the bar over the road from the churchyard, you know what I mean?
I like it. Could you imagine the policeman going to stop you and say, excuse me, mate, what's going on here? And you're like, I'm just here trying to use the free Wi-Fi, mate. It's like, yeah, but do you know that you've been seen talking to a sex worker? You're like, I'm just here for the Wi-Fi. It's like, have you ever been stopped by the police and they come up to you and they're like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm waiting for a mate. And you generally are waiting for a mate, but it sounds so dodgy when you know it's not actually dodgy. Have you ever been in that situation?
I haven't been stopped by the police for a long time. Oh, they stopped me once. I'll tell you one story. They stopped me when I'd moved down to London. I used to go backwards and forwards to my mother's. So I'd be up there for the weekend, and I just like stick my stuff in a bag and take it. I was still taking my electrical stuff back down to London, so I must have just moved back down there. And the police stopped me outside of Tottenham Town Hall. I was living in Tottenham with a mate at the time, and I had a video recorder in the bag that I just got from my mum. That was mine. It was my video, but it was in the bag with my dirty washer. So I was in the bag with my laundry, and they stopped me and they wanted to search the bag. And I'm just like, all right, mate, go ahead. I'm just about to take it to the flat and get it washed. But you're welcome to rummage around in there if you want to. And it's like, there's a video.
If you really want.
So I had to explain why I had a video recorder in the bag. It's like, all right, I've just moved out here. I'm moving my stuff, plain and simple. And they were fine with it. And the thing is, it was like 11 o'clock on a Sunday evening. And they're just making up their statistics for the week, basically. They were just stopping anybody. So they
just put down behind on the, in the bag.
Yeah, so they, all they were doing was just stop. This is literally opposite the police station. So they hadn't put any effort into it at all. All they'd done was turn the car around and stop the first person they saw with a bag, basically.
Could you imagine? So what you been doing? So what you doing here today? I'm just sitting around, mate. To be honest with you. Take care, Bri.
Yeah, it was just a weird thing on a Sunday evening. It's like, all right, I'm not interested in having a conversation with the police. I haven't done anything. All I want to do is get home and get some sleep.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah. All right, man, I think I'm going to close this up because I've been going for an hour and a quarter now, and that's about my limit.
No worries, pal. It's been good talking to you, my man. We've not actually had a chance to actually speak. I just see you about, and I appreciate you listening to my sound and stuff, man, and following. I appreciate it.
No, it's no worries at all.
So, yeah, man, well, we'll have to speak again soon, yeah?
Yeah, man, Kev, no worries at all.
Big respect to you, man. Take care.
Take care, man.
Cheers, pal.
I am going to close the room. It's been a good one, though. It's been fun. For a morning, it's been a good show. So I think I might do a few more at this time. I might try one at 8 o'clock on a Monday morning and see if people come in for that. If people come in on Friday, they're probably going to come in on Monday, I would think. So, but in between, I've got BitChute Fridays to do later on. And then I've got a Saturday afternoon show at 4 o'clock on Revolution Radio. And then I've got the Sunday evening round table to do at 7 o'clock on Sunday, my time. So if anybody's around for that, you're welcome to join in for those. Well, the radio shows, the Friday and Saturday are just me talking to myself. Sunday is the one to be joining in with. That's the round table. So Sunday at 7. You're welcome. I'm going to try a Monday morning show at 8 o'clock on Monday, or 9 o'clock on Monday maybe, and see if that works. But apart from that, thanks for coming in, guys. I appreciate your support. I'm going to have to have something to eat and have a bath and get my day started now. Oh, code 23, I'm just about to close the room, mate. All right, dude. Take care, folks. Have a good weekend. I'll see you when I see you. See you Monday if I don't see you on Sunday.